As many times in our history, Hanukkah is a time of reflection over the Nisim of the past. There's actually two sets of Nisim which we reflect on. The Ness of the burning of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdosh, the miraculous burning for 8 days, and the Ness of the survival of the Klal Yisroel, of the Torah to Klal Yisroel, not the physical survival, and the Loshon of the Ramban, that if not for the victory of the Chashmonoim, Hoyo Nishtakach Torah Mitzvahs Mi Yisroel, there would be no Torah Mitzvahs today if not for this victory. The everything in terms of Torah and Mitzvahs was on the line. And we certainly recognize the Nisim, Mamish, the Ashgocha, Rabin Biyad Me'atim. It was Mamish, a small group, a little family affair, a mom and pop. I don't know if the mom was involved, but it's just a small operation. And they were able to take this superpower of the time and just get rid of it. So certainly there were Nisim involved on both sides. And yet, one would think that when we face Nisim, and especially we remember Nisim, and we light the menorah, and we remind ourselves of the Ness of the menorah, and we recite the Ala Nisim, and we remind ourselves of the Nisim, of the survival of the Torah from Mamish Sakona of total annihilation of Torah and Mitzvahs. So it should certainly be very inspiring and uplifting and powerful in terms of influencing us. Yet we find that sometimes the influence is not so all-powerful as one would think. And it seems that a possible explanation of that lies in the Radak in Hallel. We said this morning, we say the Pasuk, Ono Hashem ki ani avdecho, ani avdecho ben amosecho pitachto l'moiseroi. And the Radak explains that the Loshon of Ono Hashem is with a hey. It's a Loshon hoido. We thank Hashem for the Ono Hashem ki ani avdecho, because I'm avdecho ben amosecho, pitachto l'moiseroi, lefikach ani moide lecho shepotachto, I admit to you that you saved me. Why? Because ani avducha ben amosecho, and I know that the Yeshua comes from you. So we came to where David HaMelech speaks about his recognition of the Yeshua that comes because of the fact that he is an Eved Hashem, and therefore Hashem protect him, took care of him, and released him from his various tzoros. The Radak says when it comes to understanding the Loshon of Ani Avdecho Ben Amosecho, so he refers you to something he said in Perek Pei Vov. And over there it says, Ben Amosecho, Zohor Ha'em, excuse me, Sheikah Hayit, no, I'm sorry, Omer Ani Avdecho, towards the end there, Mishnei Ponim, Echot Shehisragalti Atzmi Bavidosecho, I'm your servant because I've made myself used to servicing you, doing the will of Hashem. Ve'oid ki hoyo b'tivi gam kein ki imi hoyo amosecho. Not only did I make myself used to serving you, hitragalti, by observance of the mitzvahs, I became used to it, and therefore I became in my own mind an Eved Hashem. I'm your servant, and I'm there to listen to your directives. But also, it's because ve'oid ki hoyo b'tivi, it was in my nature. It's hereditary. It's genetic. Gam kein ki imi hoyo amosecho, because my mother was also your omo, your servant. And since it's b'teva that I am an eved. Memela, the fact that I was margil myself, I got myself used to serving you, and the fact that it's biteva, it's in my nature, it's in my genes, because my mother was also a servant of yours, that's why I come to this recognition. So what the Radak says over here says, Ona Hashem ki ani avdecho, pitach la moiseroi, lefikoch ani moide. Why am I moide lecho shepotach la moiseroi? It's because ani avdecho ben amosecho. I know that it all comes from you. It sounds like that David HaMelech recognizes that all of the miracles that have come about to save him from all of his bondage and all of his meiserai, all of his tzoras, and that's what they explain it means, he says, all came from the fact that I recognize that it's all from you. Why? Because I'm avdecha ben amasecha. I'm avdecha. I got myself used to recognizing that I have to be subservient to you. But more than that, it's beteva. My avdus, my sense of being your servant, is in my nature. It's in my genes. I inherited it from my mother. Seems like a pella that David HaMelech, the Ne'im Zmiros Yisrael, David HaMelech, the consummate Eved Hashem, David HaMelech, who got up in the middle of the night, Lohoyeres HaShochar, by Chatzos Laila, he was already up in his harp, singing Zmira Shiros V'Tishbochos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And David HaMelech reached such levels, and yet David HaMelech says, I'm able to be makir, that the Yeshua is from you. That means I'm able to look at my saving, I'm able to look at the miracles, I'm able to look at the miraculous survival of Torah and Mitzvahs to Klal Yisrael, I'm able to look at a menorah burning miraculously in the Beis HaMikdash. Why am I able to see that it's from you? Not only because I'm an Eved, which in itself, why do I have to be an Eved to see? Miracles are miracles. It's blatant. How else do you think? The things that happened, that happened to a person, the Hashgoch, if you just open your eyes, and if you're one who's ready to thank Hashem and to express that appreciation, and you're rogel in such things. He says, no, it's only because I'm Avdecha, I misragel myself to your service, and more than that, and the Avdecha ben Amosecho, because it's also in my teva. Now, that's why I'm capable of recognizing that it's from you. It seems that maybe the greatest, but certainly a major impediment for a person to recognize that the good that happens to him in his life, that all of the hashgocha that he sees is from Hashem, to admit and to recognize that it's hashgocha and not accident and not who knows what, it's only because, or it's in a major portion because he is comfortable with being an Eved Hashem. He's comfortable, so comfortable that he's rogil. Of course, that's what I am. I'm a servant. I do what I'm told. I do what I'm supposed to do. And not only am I comfortable with it because I got used to it, and hergel naseteva, that's not enough. It's biteva because that was my mother. And I inherited that too to be an Eved Hashem. And since I have it b'teva, those two things, that combination, now allows me to see that everything comes from Hashem. It seems that there's tremendous resistance within a person to admit and to recognize that all of the hatova and all of the chesed and all of the things that happen to him are coming from Hashem. Because it's very painful in a sense. Because it's obligating. It's mishabit. I now have to be makir toiv. I have to appreciate. I have to reciprocate. I'm now beholden. I owe him one so much because of everything he does for me. And therefore, I tend not to be willing to see. Yeah, I know, I'll admit, of course, oh, isn't that a miracle? What's a miracle? A miracle. Yeah, a miracle. Okay, miracles happen. So what? Big deal. You know, it doesn't register. In order for it to register, I have to be super comfortable with the ramifications, with the implications, which are, I'm an Eved, and I'm going to have to serve, and I'm going to have to recognize my obligations, and I'm going to have to be comfortable living up to those obligations, and I have to step up to the plate to do the service. Otherwise, if I'm not super comfortable enough that it's hergel naseteva, and comfortable even more that it's genetically part of me, because ani avdecha ben amasecha, without that, I might not be capable. David Melech says, Lefi koch. That's why. You know why I recognize that it all comes from you? Because of this. I needed this. David HaMelech needed this in order to be able to recognize that it comes from Hashem. Because if not for that, then the natural state of wanting to be free, of not wanting to be beholden, of not wanting to be shackled, of not wanting to be told what to do, of not wanting to be in a status of having to do something or being an Eved, would be so overwhelming that it wouldn't allow me sometimes to see the most blatant miracles as coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the implication would be too great too great for me. And I think that if that's the case, then it's certainly in line for us to focus a little bit on some of the factors that interfere in this process. And I just wanted to mention just two things. One that enhances the process, and another one that interferes with the process. And I think both of them can be focused on, especially during Hanukkah. They're both related to what we do on Hanukkah, and therefore I think it could be an opportunity to really strengthen ourselves in this area. The Sefer HaChinuch in the Sherish HaMitzvah of the Ner Tomid in the Beis HaMikdosh, Lahadlik Ner Tomid, so he says, Tzivonu Hashem Yisborach Lios Ner Doilek B'Beis HaKodesh, Lahagdolas HaBeis LeKovidul Seferes B'Einei Horoyim, that there's a mitzvah that there should be this menorah burning in this Ner Tomid burning in the Beis HaMikdosh to enhance the kovid and the glory, the splendor of the Beis HaMikdosh in the eyes of those who see it. He came derech b'nei odom lihiskabed b'boteim b'nei rostilkin. It's the way of people that they elevate the respect and the honor of their houses by having a lot of light. And there's a lot of light. That lights shine. You see the skyline of Manhattan. It's with all the lights. It's very impressive. That enhances the kovod. The kol inyan ha'agdola boy, and all the inyan of this elevation, k'dei sheyachnis ho'odom beliboy kishyereihu moiro va'anova. That a person should enter into his heart fear and humility. I guess it's sort of like a yiras hakovod, like it's an awe-stricken. It's so amazing. It's such kovod. The Beis HaMikdosh is such a great place. Look at all the lights that emanate. There's always light there. There's something uplifting, awe-inspiring, and humbling. That's right. There's something in it that humbles a person. And we've said many times that with a good act, with actions, positive actions, we impact in a positive way the nefesh of the person. And this is the inyan, he says, of the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash. So it seems, first of all, it seems that he seems to be calling the act of seeing, just seeing the kovod habayis as a maisa hatoiv that can have an effect on the nefesh. The fact that I see it's not an action. It's not like every action that I do, but just the seeing that the Beis HaMikdosh in such a glorious state has an effect on a person that gives him that awe-inspiring feeling. And because he's inspired with the awe, he develops a certain sense of humility. It develops humility in a person. When a person sees this, the Beis HaMikdash in its kovod, and I imagine that the result or one of the benefits that happened to the doer of the Chashmonoim, when in fact the menorah burnt there instead of going out and being potter with an oinus, I imagine that what happened too was not only the fact that they were able to be makayim the mitzvah in its best hidur, but the hashpoah that it had. There was a hashpoah that to those people that saw it, to those people that came into the Beis HaMikdosh, and they saw that they were affected by it. And that effect, that the kovod for the Beis HaMikdosh, the kovod for the Mokum Hashem, the kovod for the Mokum Hashchina, that has a humbling effect on a person, which of course part of the Avodas Hashem is a person's sense of humility in front of Hashem. Because when a person has this haughty feeling, he feels, I'm the top of the world. But then he forgets Hashem. But when he's humbled, when he stands in awe of the Mokum HaMikdosh, that has a very positive, anova, inspiring effect on him. And I think that, looking at the Neiris Hanukkah is supposed to remind us of what happened in the Beis HaMikdosh, and if this was part of the impact, maybe that's part of the message, or can be internalized as part of the message as well. But certainly we have other opportunities We have a Beis Medrash. We have a Mikdash Ma'at in our midst, the Bote Knesses, the Bote Midrashes, and if we can treat them with the proper respect, and if they become places of reverence and awe and memela humility, they certainly will enhance the process of preparing ourselves and helping ourselves to be better equipped to be appreciative of our privilege of being Avdei Hashem, and memela again more well-equipped to be able to recognize all of the miracles and all of the hashgacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. Just one more point. In the Ralbag and the Toelius on the Nesiim, the Karbonus of the Nesiim that he brings, that we lay in every day on Hanukkah. So he says, there's a Toelius in Midos, v'hu, lohidia, shebidvorim asher yia bohem kovoid, lemi sheyia koidim. Those things which have to do with kovod to whoever comes first, ein roi ledaktek rak berishoin sheyia hayoyser nechbod. It's only proper to set the first person who's the most nechbod to let him go first. That's what's proper. Acharov, after the first one, who's clearly the yoyser nechbod, in this case it was Nachshon ben Elinod of the Shevet Yehuda, because Yehuda was the b'nei Melochim, that was the Shevet HaNechbod. Achrov lo nizdakek elo lefi matzovom. After, it's only according to the matzav, I guess, by some cheshbon, maybe location or other things, but not according to chashivas. Don't organize it after according to chashivas. V'loze taschil nachshon ben aminodov. V'loze hischil nachshon ben aminodov. Shehoyo nosi hashevet hayoyser nechbad lehakriv korbonai. Nachshon ben aminodov was part of Shevet Yehuda, which was the yoyser nechbad. He came first. V'acharov nimshacho ini lefi hamatzav. After that, there was no order. It was lefi amatzav. Kedei shaloi tipol kino beinehem. Otherwise, the nesiim would have been jealous of each other. Oh, he's first. V'lulei zeh hoya roi sheyakriv nosi shevet Ruven achrei nosi shevet Yehuda. Ki Ruven hoya habchoyer. Ruven should have come first after Yehuda. He was the bchoyer. V'hoya noifeles k'toto beinehem. Had Ruven gone first, there would have been k'toto beinehem. Because he's the Yoyser Nechbod. You gave him first. And that would have caused kino uktoto. V'ulom kishemosha cho'in yilfi matzovam. Sor ha-machlekes v'akino. Since he did it only randomly, according to their matzav, but not according to their chashivos, it was able to avoid, I guess, to remove any possibilities for kino and machlekes. Kilo yisbar bozeh shetia hakdimo mipnei hamaila, because there was no indication that the order of preference was because of their maila of mipnei hamatzav, but just whatever the matzav was. So it's very interesting. We're talking about nesiim. We're talking about nesiim who are coming to be mechanech the mizbeach, to dedicate the mizbeach in the mishkan, and each one is coming and bringing korbonos and representing his shevet, and these were the greatest, the leaders, the greatest of people, and it I guess we're talking not on base levels, but on dakistical levels, but on some level we're going to find in them kino and machlekes and ktoto. The kino, it seems, as I think there's a loshen in Rashi and Shir HaShirim that says, here it is. He says that achizas, what is kino? He says achizas alev lin koim nokom. Kino is a jealousy that it grips the heart, that you now desire to take revenge. I desire to take revenge because I'm jealous. So it's jealousy leads to ktoto, leads to fighting and the desire for revenge. And this is shayach on their level. When they're oisik, they're coming to the mishkan. They're coming to dedicate the mizbeach. They're the leaders of the shvotim. They can understand that Yehuda comes first. Oh, he's the first one. But other Reuven's the b'choyer? Why not? No. But the b'choyer, he gets pishnayim, but really we're all equal. Why is he anymore? He's not the melech, he's not... And that's already going to create such a matzav of kino. And that kino is kino, and it's going to bring ktoto, machloikis, and can have a very negative effect even on such people, b'shas, they're coming to do such avodas hakodesh. So I think that we also have to realize that in the world of Einod Mechaveroi, kino is a devastating midah. It's like he says, achizas halev lin koinokom. it grips the heart. It's not just, oh, I'm a little jealous, I feel a little bit. It grips the heart to take revenge, to fight. I want to do something. I want to get revenge. It's an overwhelming, it's a consuming. And therefore, we certainly have to be able to do whatever we can to avoid that kino. It's negea amongst kino between our children. It's negea kino between talmidim. It's negea in many different things, but certainly that it's something which can detract a person from doing what's right in life and consume him in a way that the machloikis, and we know when there's machloikis, there's no sholem, there's no kli machzik brucha, everything else that we have all falls apart. So these are a couple of things that might, lessons that maybe we could take out of these days that we have, and hopefully find ourselves more comfortable and more privileged with that, and more able to function in the category of the Eved Hashem, and the Mela will be able to be makir the Teva of Hakadosh Baruch Hu and the Ashkocha Protis, which certainly gives us that ultimate sense of connection to Hashem, and that's really what we need to be able to thank Hashem for everything that He does for us and continues to do for us.